When the NWO destroys anything less would be civilized.
Hey, how you feeling, everybody? Welcome, friends, fellow wisdom seekers, fellow truth seekers, to the brave new world order. Straight out the catacombs of podcasting, I am your host, Brandon St. One. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode as we swan dive headfirst so deep into the abyss. We are going to take a look at three different things that I came across this week, and I wanted to share them with you. The first one being Malaysian Airlines Flight MH370, which was a passenger plane carrying 227 passengers and 12 crew members that absolutely just disappeared into thin air. And to this day, there have been no answers about what happened. Nobody knows. But leave it up to the internet, and one man named Ashton Forbes, I follow him on X/Twitter, he also has a YouTube channel, and he's been investigating the missing plane, and he came across footage that has these mysterious orbs surrounding the plane right before it vanishes that were captured by satellites. We're going to dive all into that, and Ashton believes that he knows exactly what happened, the reason why, and he believes he knows where the plane ended up afterwards. It's awesome, very fascinating stuff. We're going to swan dive headfirst into that. And then we're also going to dive into a little bit about the eclipse that happened a couple weeks ago on April 8th. And there is a NASA/Pentagon whistleblower who came out and said that that wasn't an eclipse. It was something else altogether. Yeah, you heard me. Said it wasn't an eclipse. Crazy. So stay tuned, and we're going to get into all the details, and we're going to listen to a clip of this whistleblower explaining some shit. It's pretty wild. So the third thing that we're going to dive into is this Black Awakening. And it's not what you're thinking. It has nothing to do with race or anything like that. It has to do with Bible prophecy. This man, Russ Dizdar, he wrote some books about it. I never heard of him, but I came across a clip, and I thought I would share it because it's a theory, and it's out there. And when you've been diving into conspiracies and weird, esoteric, and occult ideas and different things, very rarely do you come across something that you haven't really seen before or heard before. So this Black Awakening, it has to do with Bible prophecy, specifically Red Horse Bible prophecy, and it also involves super soldiers that were created with satanic ritual abuse. Yeah, it's pretty heavy shit, kind of dark, but it's out there, and I want to talk about it. So we're going to dive into that as well. So that's what this episode is about today. Just a couple random things that I came across that I wanted to talk to you all about, and I find them interesting. I hope you do too. So once again, thank you all for coming along with me on this journey. If you like the Brave New World Order, you know what to do. Hit that like button, leave a review, reach out, leave a comment, head over to Spotify, answer the Q&A, all that stuff. If you feel so compelled that you want to help out the Brave New World Order, there are a couple links in the show notes on the website. If you want to help out, you can. I am forever grateful from the bottom of my heart for everybody that is helping out the show, sharing it, spreading the word, all that. And anybody that's new to the show, I'm grateful for you too. Welcome to the Brave New World Order. Let's dive headfirst into the abyss. Okay, all right, everybody, let's dive into the first thing I want to talk about today, which is Malaysian Airlines Flight MH370, which on March 8th of 2014 absolutely vanished into thin air without a trace. And to this day, nobody knows exactly what happened to this plane that was carrying 227 passengers and 12 crew members. There was a multinational investigation, and still nothing was found. They said they may have found some debris, but they are not 100% certain that it is from this MH370 flight. Many theories have been put forth. Possibly the pilot murder-suicided everybody along with himself, depressurized the cabin, or just waited until the fuel ran out and crashed that shit into the ocean. But still, nothing has been conclusive. And of course, the United States gets involved. It says it was most likely a crew member, possibly the pilot. But interestingly enough, rather recently, there has been some new information that has come out regarding these mysterious orbs that were caught surrounding a plane that is most likely this MH370 missing Malaysian flight. And all the credit is due, and I'm going to post all the links to a one Ashton Forbes, the man who has been investigating all of this. And he came across these videos with these mysterious orbs that surround the plane. There's three of them, and they look like they come up from the ocean, and they hover around the plane for a little while before it just disappears, along with the orbs. And there have been people who have come out and tried to debunk these videos, and Ashton goes through a complete analysis, claiming that they are indeed authentic, based on certain factors, which we will dive into. But I highly recommend you go and check out all of the videos for yourself, since this is an audio podcast. Check out Ashton's YouTube channel for in-depth breakdowns. And definitely check him out on Twitter/X. He has a bunch of information on there that I highly recommend you dive into for yourselves, because I don't really know. I just think it's really compelling. It's really interesting. The videos are cool to see the orbs surrounding these planes before it just vanishes. Pretty wild stuff. So let's dive into the documentation that Ashton has provided. So the first satellite image that Ashton addresses was one that was posted by a user on YouTube called Regicide Anon. And it says it was received on March 12, 2014 and uploaded on May 19th, 2014. It says source protected. And the second one is from the MQ-1C Grey Eagle, which is a satellite, and it has thermal layer added. So you can really see the plane and these orbs going around. Definitely check these videos out. Really, really interesting stuff. I mean, if this is real, it's amazing. And there's a really interesting and creepy aspect of this whole thing. And another reason why I wanted to talk about this is how these images are captured. They are captured using satellite imagery that is set up by the United States using technology developed by Lockheed Martin. And it's called Sybaris. And it pretty much surrounds the whole world in surveillance with these satellites. Take a listen to this from Lockheed Martin explaining what this Sybaris is. It's important in understanding this whole Malaysian Airlines MH370 phenomenon, but it's also important to know what the fuck is going on and how they can pretty much survey the whole Earth and image it all out using infrared technology and artificial intelligence as well. It's pretty crazy stuff, but take a listen to this. Like I said, it's from Lockheed Martin themselves explaining this Sybaris technology.
Global persistent infrared surveillance continues to be a critical national security space mission. The Cold War focus on strategic ICBM systems has expanded to include short and mid-range ballistic missile threats. The Defense Support Program maintains the legacy Cold War monitoring to warn of ICBM missile launches against the U.S. The replacement program is the Space-Based Infrared System, or SBIRS, which has already provided two infrared sensor payloads in highly elliptical orbits, or HEO. The SBIRS program is also deploying multiple spacecraft into geosynchronous Earth orbit, or GEO. Each has two independent infrared sensors. One is a scanner dedicated to missile warning with full Earth monitoring. The other sensor is a taskable starer that can focus on selected regions. Each pair of sensors acts simultaneously and independently of each other, providing a robust, taskable infrared platform. SBIRS is the nation's next generation of space-based infrared surveillance. The program has already proven its value with successful HEO payloads on orbit. With deployment of the GEO spacecraft, SBIRS will be an unprecedented resource as the nation's global, taskable, and persistent infrared monitoring sentinel.
So that explains SBIRS somewhat. Definitely check out the video link too. It shows the whole world just being surrounded and scanned by this SBIRS surveillance network. It looks like out of a science fiction nightmare for real. It's fucking nuts. So anyways, this is how the images of flight MH370 allegedly have been captured, with the orbs swirling all around them, and then it disappears. It's really crazy stuff, so definitely check out the images for yourself, watch the videos, and we're going to take a listen to a short clip from Ashton Forbes himself explaining exactly what these images are and what is being shown on them. And he also talks a little more about the SBIRS satellite imaging. So let's take a listen.
Hello everyone, this is Ashton Forbes here to bring you the MH370X satellite video explainer. Our organization was able to recreate the satellite position using amateur trajectories available on the internet. USA-229 was in the correct position at the Nicobar Islands around 1840 UTC, capable of taking 3D stereoscopic footage with its pair of satellites. USA-229 is a pair of SIGINT, Signals Intelligence Satellites, launched in 2011, the same year as USA-224, which took the Trump satellite picture he posted on Twitter in 2019. The SIGINT system connects assets via an interconnected network of shared data. If you Google SIGINT payload, the top link references the MQ-1C Grey Eagle, the asset in our drone video. In the Day 5 press conference, the Malaysian Minister of Defense is asked, there are U.S. spy satellites over the regions. Are we in touch with them? To which he responds, yes, yes.
Tell us, there are U.S. spy satellites over the regions. Are we in touch with them?
Yes, we are in touch with them.
SBIRS is a space-based infrared system which conducts global persistent infrared surveillance. Officials at the 460th Space Wing also confirmed SBIRS provided technical data to the intelligence community to help solve the mystery of MH370. The coordinates in the bottom left of the satellite video indicate the location to be near the Nicobar Islands. The satellite designation in the video says NRL 22, not NRL 33, as claimed in the false Newsweek and France 24 debunks. NRL 22 is presumed to be the command satellite. It was sent into space in 2006 at the start of the SBIRS program. The Regisadanon side-by-side videos have been proven to be stereoscopic with clear parallax. We have even been able to convert them to actual 3D. In the satellite video, the MQ-1C Grey Eagle drone is cropped out of view at the top of the screen. The mouse we see is moving at 24 frames per second, but the background is 6 frames per second, indicating a Citrix session logged into the actual spy satellite database. The mouse moving off the screen in multiple directions and 6 frames per second background is evidence of a large field of view on a computer-generated battlefield map. The second orb appears to come from the water and shoot up through the clouds. Unlike the Trump satellite image, the MH370 satellite video does not show any shadows, meaning this video is likely shot at nighttime using a false color IR. The orbs form an equilateral triangle, consistent with a 120-degree zero-point sinusoidal pattern. The pattern changes orientations about halfway through the sequence and becomes vertical, showing purpose. The zap we see accurately illuminates the detailed volumetric cumulus clouds in both the foreground and the background.
So that is Ashton claiming that these videos are real, and if it is, the implications are quite insane, because he believes this is the work of espionage by the United States government. He posted a thread on Twitter/X on April 13th of this year, just a few weeks ago. And he called it macroscopic phase conjugation. He says, how we warped flight MH370. He goes on to say, I can now scientifically explain what the United States did to MH370 as seen in two videos captured by United States military assets and leaked to the public. These videos are scientifically accurate and show publicly unknown weapons capabilities. It took me less than 6 months to understand at a rudimentary level. Radar systems are not just detection mechanisms. They can also produce scalar potentials at a distance via phase conjugation, which is creating a perfect mirror image of the wave. Older systems split the beams, but newer ones create a complex wavefront by manipulating the phase relationship with pulse and amplitude modification. Phase conjugation can work with any type of wave and through any medium, including gravitational waves. Time-reversed effects of phase conjugation do not go back in time. It creates a wavefront that is reversed back to its origin. This is why there's a fourth orb not seen in the videos. Macroscopic phase conjugation is fundamentally equivalent to rebuilding the wave function in the double slit experiment because space and time are intermingled. The orbs in the MH370 are a type of hypersonic weapon encased in a plasma field that are creating a zero-point equilateral triangle mixed wave interferometry system focused on the plane. Interferometry? I guess that's what he said. Sorry for my terrible reading. The orbs act as the pump waves producing energy levels specific enough to warp only the area around the plane. When they converge, the energy levels amplify to a degree where they break the Schwinger limit, causing the electromagnetic field to become nonlinear. This produces the gravitational wave. The fourth orb shoots another wave at the interferometry zone from anywhere, and the plane rides the mirrored gravitational wave back to the location of the fourth orb. This is how we warped flight MH370. So basically what he's saying is the three orbs that we see in these videos surround the plane, and then a fourth orb is in another location where the plane ends up. And it happens like the speed of light. So if they teleported it using some technology that we don't know about, where did it end up? And Ashton Forbes believes that it most likely went to Diego Garcia via the Maldives. So it transported to the Maldives and flew to Diego Garcia military base. He says, based on the fire suppression device that washed up there, and the 20 islanders that saw the plane clearly flying low headed south in the early morning. There's also a picture with EXIF data supposedly from Philip Wood that pointed to Diego Garcia Military Base, which is a CIA black site for transferring prisoners that is way out in the remote Indian Ocean. And why this plane? I'm taking this from a frequently asked question thread that Ashton posted. So it says, why this plane? This was espionage. A message. 20 free-scale semiconductor scientists were on board. 8 Chinese nationals. 12 Malaysian nationals working for an American company. Company is connected to United States aerospace and defense through serving RF power needs, tiny microchips, and a 2005 NSA report on commercial emergence of superconductive microchips. Their intellectual property most likely enables this technology. Pretty fascinating theories brought forth by Ashton Forbes. Definitely check out all his Twitter X information, his YouTube channel. I'm going to post the links in the show notes. You got to see the videos with these orbs and how they just surround the plane. And then it just disappears like poof. Definitely check them out for yourselves. I'm stoked about this. I love this kind of shit. Definitely mad props to Ashton for doing the work and bringing this information out. And if this is true, he's definitely pissing people off. So I hope he stays safe out there, because we know what these people are capable of. But we gotta speak up, right? We gotta seek the truth no matter what, no matter where it leads us. So good luck to Ashton, sending mad positive vibes to him, and wish him well while he continues to dive into this controversial topic. So I hope you all find this missing plane as interesting as I do, especially since these orbs came into the picture and became part of this investigation. We all speculate about what the government has as far as technology and military equipment and what they are capable of related to space-time manipulations. Definitely let me know what you all think about this Malaysian Airlines flight that went missing in 2014. We are going to continue on to something else that I found in my travels in the interwebs. And it's related to the eclipse that happened on April 8th of this year, 2024. And it's a whistleblower from NASA. Supposed whistleblower. It's just a voice. Could be anybody with a microphone like me that just records something and puts it out there. Could be intelligence. Could be a psyop. But it's fucking interesting. And I wanted you guys to hear it. And I want to hear your thoughts on it. Because this man claims the eclipse wasn't actually an eclipse. It wasn't the moon. It was CERN, which was restarted on that day, with CERN opening a portal and letting some other intelligence from another dimension or somewhere else come through. Some intelligence that the governments of our realm made an agreement with to let them come in. Just take a listen to this. It's way out there. I'm not saying any of this is true or anything, but there are some weird things about the eclipse from videos that were taken. And he mentions that I saw a video myself that somebody posted, a bunch of people, that shows the moon, what is supposed to be the moon, instead of moving in front of the sun and just moving out of the way, it slides right behind the sun. It stops for a second too when it eclipses, which is supposed to move consistently at a rate. It's not supposed to stop, and it pauses, and then it goes past the sun and then slides right behind it. But I don't know, it's the internet, right? So much stuff out there now. We're being overloaded on purpose. But let's take a listen to this supposed alleged NASA whistleblower, who definitely sounds like somebody that's not well. That's my opinion, first thoughts. But it's interesting, and I wanted to share with you guys because it's out there and it's just fun to think about, like I always say. So check it out.
I am a high-level military liaison between the Pentagon and NASA. I'm here as a anonymous whistleblower to tell everyone that what happened on April the 8th was not an eclipse. What happened on April the 8th was called Project Pegasus. It's been in the planning for years. What occurred, if not an eclipse, since the moon was beside the sun during it and not crossing it. And also, they're both in Pisces. The whole thing is ridiculous, and that's how much credit the government gives all of you, because they'll do something that blatantly wrong. I mean, inaccurate, just impossible. And yet they know that Americans, they'll be called conspiracy theorists if they even bring it up. So they do it. They do it. And they don't even care, okay? So what did they do if there was an eclipse? Biggest thing you have to realize is the coincidence, which was no coincidence, of CERN being turned on that day.
It is near impossible to explain or understand for most of us, but monumental nonetheless.
CERN was turned back on that day, and immediately after it was turned on, this is what appeared in the sky above CERN in Switzerland on the 8th. A literal portal was created above CERN, and this was actually predicted, which is one reason why it was filmed by many people who were in the know. But ever since they discovered the Higgs boson in 2012, the God particle, that's when all of this contact began to occur.
Using a particle accelerator, believe they have found the subatomic particle known as the Higgs boson, otherwise known as the God particle. There you have it.
Because this whole thing of Project Pegasus was about CERN. Through its experiments with the God particle and particle acceleration in general, they achieved quantum entanglement. Quantum entanglement is a phenomenon when, by working at the quantum level and getting to the true incredible energy of particles, once they combine or collide, there was something that occurred where the quantum entanglement manifested in a being emerging from another dimension, another alien being that emerged. So through that, this was a couple years ago, through that introduction, through that communication, three governments got involved in a negotiation that occurred in a very bizarre way, because it didn't actually happen in person. I'm not going to waste time explaining how the negotiations happened. But between Russia, China, and America, they dealt with this species, and this species offered a deal. And the deal was that we would be given something if they were allowed to come here to Earth and basically set up a secret base. What did we get, and what's their secret base about? Okay, I'll just quickly tell you. What we got was AI. Think about it. Didn't AI emerge out of nowhere in 2023? And didn't it emerge, not just out of nowhere, in an incredibly mature, sophisticated level of complexity that kind of makes sense for a new technology? And even now, 1 year into it, a year and a half into it, whatever, it's getting scary what it can do. I mean, it's indistinguishable from reality in some cases. Okay, so that's where we're at 2 years into AI, and that's because AI, like a lot of our technology, like the microchip and other things that we got from Roswell and the Grays, this is another technology from another higher level species. And let me just add this, for those who think that AI is about making funny pictures or interesting videos and stuff, sure, it can do that, and that is the consumer-facing end of this technology. But if you knew the intent of AI in terms of how it will impact your everyday life very soon, you might take a gun to your head and blow your brains out. It is that radical of a shift what the government intends to do with this shiny toy called AI. So that's what we got. In return, they got basically the southern half of Antarctica below the South Pole. And that is what, first things first, what the hell happened if not an actual eclipse? Well, a couple things. Number one, they required, in order to do this, and I say do this, there, the event to happen on the pole, the 8th, was the alien species coming through to our dimension. In order to come through, they required a few things. Number one, they required Loosh. What is Loosh? Loosh is the energy expended and exhibited by human beings when they are collectively excited and focused on something, like at a rock concert or during church or something like that.
Oh, it's emotional. I can't explain why, but it is. Tears, we had screams, we had fireworks.
So by having being so much of the planet looking up at a certain time of day and everybody giving their attention and their emotions to it. Which, by the way, if you watch some videos, you had newscasters crying.
It just took my breath away, the whole thing.
That was a bit odd that they were crying. And the reason they were crying was because it was an incredibly emotional thing, because the aliens made it so. The aliens made it so because the energy created or received from the Lush, and again, I've defined what Lush is, that Lush energy coupled with the energy of the sun allowed them at the time of the quote-unquote eclipse for their mothership, which is what that circle was. It wasn't the moon. Their mothership came out of nowhere, entered into the area of the sun, stopped. Did you notice how it stopped for an inordinate amount of time in the center when it should have been continuing at the very slow crawl rate that the moon typically does? Well, it didn't. It stayed there for a bit of time. And that's insane, okay? That's another blatant giveaway. And again, the government thinks that no one's going to notice, or if they notice, they'll be branded a conspiracy theorist, and they don't care. So they just allowed it to happen. This ship basically connected with the sun at that moment and got an incredible amount of physical energy required for them to enter through the dimension. God, coming in from a no dimension takes an incredible amount of energy. The sun and our Lush did that. At that point, the ship went around the back of the sun. Did you notice that we didn't see anything depart? It just sort of disappeared into the sun. Well, it kind of did. It went around to the back, and it all actually docked there where it is at this moment that I speak. What happened next? Well, from that energy, from that Lush, from that focus, from that also that actual hydrogen-based nuclear energy it got from the sun, it was able to send a massive amount of ships and individuals of their race through the Earth into an area just north of the Antarctic base that they're going to take over. The waves, if you look at the waves stuff, the things that happened on the wave map during that time, okay?
April 9th, 2024, the day after the solar eclipse, something terrifying lurked off the coast of Antarctica. Radar systems detected a monstrous wave anomaly, an area larger than Texas with 80-foot waves. The anomaly moved up towards South Africa. At the same time, Cape Town witnessed a horrifying sight. The ocean receded dramatically, as if dragged away by some unseen force. Beaches were left exposed, waves vanished. What really happened? A glitch in the system. A creature. Or something yet to be seen.
And they had the audacity to tell the public it was a glitch. It wasn't a glitch, because there is tons of video and evidence of people in South Africa running from, mini tsunami-level waves that were created by these ships becoming USOs, going underwater. And from basically from doing that and establishing themselves there, they were able to then make their move to the southern part of Antarctica. They also took animals.
We're going to talk to Jason about some of the changes that we've heard. Birds making more noises.
And it's fun to see all the animals act up.
Anything you notice with the animals as you were sitting back there just a minute ago?
They get very active now. The fish were jumping out of the water a lot.
Animals were a big part of the deal. They are, of course, taking humans was off the table from our governments, but they allowed that animals to be taken. And animals reacted weirdly during this quote-unquote court clips. Also, the government is presently asking for reports on animal behavior because they know exactly what's going on and they want to know how it affected them. The reason why there was disasters declared and all the National Guard and all that was because the government doesn't know if they can trust these people, okay? They're still getting to know them. And we didn't know what would happen, really. We were told the government's with them, and we have it all on paper. I mean, I have packets of reports about what we were told by this species of what happened. But we had to be prepared in case it got crazy, in case something went off script, in case there was someone in Asia. I mean, we had to prepare for the worst because we didn't know if we could trust. I think the craziest secret that I have to divulge, though, about this whole thing is is that the two rockets that NASA shot on the 8th, coincidentally, to quote-unquote observe, it was the official narrative. But guess what, people? It was half true. They were shot up there to observe, but there happened to be actually four astronauts in those rockets, two in each. And they rendezvoused with the mothership because those astronauts are part of an exchange program that we initiated with these species. And those, it's actually three men and one woman, are going to be going, the first to them on the mothership for, I think, at least 2 years is what's scheduled. And then back to the home planet. Which I'm not comfortable divulging the location of their home planet yet. It looks like we can trust them for the time being. Everything went as planned. And again, the fact is that the public doesn't have a freaking clue that what they just witnessed was essentially the first incursion, I call it an incursion, of a alien race onto our sovereign, planet, and they now have a piece of it. And what they do next, we have no idea.
Holy shit, right? Wow. I thought that was pretty fascinating and mind-blowing, and sometimes it's all the same shit you see out there in the world and on the internet. People complaining about the same things everywhere you go. And sometimes, just sometimes, I want something weird like this. So I wanted to share that with you. If I get any more information about this whistleblower, I will definitely keep you all updated. I don't know what's going on. Like I said, I did see that video of the moon looking like it slides right behind the sun after the eclipse. And I also was keeping an eye on those weird ocean anomalies that he mentioned. There were people tracking the ocean. There's organizations that track the waves and intensity and different things that happen in the ocean. And apparently all this data is public, and you can track this stuff too if you have the time to sit there and watch ocean waves or whatever. But apparently people do, and they were picking up on these anomalous blobs, dark black looking blobs in the ocean in different areas. And I saw some people post it on Twitter, and then I did see the organization come out and say these were just glitches. But you know how that goes. I like to look at this stuff objectively. I think it's fun. I think it's fascinating. It's very interesting to talk about what is really happening in this realm that we live in here. I'm not trying to spread misinformation or whatever the fuck they call it. Malinformation, disinformation, whatever. I'm just talking shit about what's out there. And I hope, and it seems like most of you have open minds and you like to hear about this shit. So thank you for joining me and coming along with me on this journey, exploring this realm and this world, this reality. I don't have the answers, but I'm pretty sure that we've been lied to about pretty much everything. And I want to talk shit about it all. So thanks for getting weird with me. I have one more, probably even weirder thing that I came across this week that I want to share with you. It's a little clip about something known as the Black Awakening. Another Bible prophecy that involves super soldiers, a whole program of people, a whole race raised since birth to be super soldiers that will be activated at a certain time, just the right time when the prophecy says so. So I'm going to show you this clip and we're going to just talk about it. It's definitely bizarre, and I've never heard it before, and that's why I want to share with you. So let's dive into this Black Awakening. Oh yeah, real quick, I should mention who this is speaking. This is a man named Russ Dizdar, who I believe has since passed away since this video has been recorded. He wrote a bunch of books all about this stuff. I never heard of him before, but I started diving into him when I came across this clip. I found a PDF of the Black Awakening book that he wrote. I haven't had a chance to read much of it, So I might read that and do a little deep dive into it. We'll see. But let's check this clip out.
You have no idea how many. You have no idea what's coming. We smell Christian blood. We are waiting for our day. And when the call is given, millions of us will be released. And they looked at me and said, you believe in revivals and you believe in Pentecost and the power of God. You believe in all that. We believe in the Black Awakening. Do I look at you or I look here?
It's up to you. Okay. So, all right. What is the Black Awakening?
It's related to the Red Horse prophecy in Revelation. It's related to 2 Thessalonians 2 when it says about the day of the Lord, the parousia, that day will not occur until the apocalypse of the Antichrist and the apostasia, the word rebellion or revolt. That's all really defined in the prophecy of the Red Horse. But here's where the term came from and why I used it purposely. When I started dealing with ritually abused individuals, then we dealt with military-oriented, highly trained, you know, programmed shooters and assassins inside of them. When we began to deal with them, I dealt with someone from Fort Bragg for quite a while and a few others. We're sitting in a lake, Conneaut Lake. They reached over and ripped open my shirt to see if I was wired, if I was wiring and recording them. And they were the most sophisticated satanic warrior type person. They knew 5-6 languages. They knew the ancient twilight languages. They knew how to conjure. They knew how to use Belteshari, Oquan, all these old Pictish languages of the Druids to summon. They are the real Luciferian. They've been through many human sacrificial things. So they sat there to tell me some of those things, what they've been involved with, how they sacrifice a human. I'm listening to all this stuff from them. And then they said to me, you have no idea, Russ, how many of us there are out there. How many satanic, they use the term, chosen ones. You have no idea how many. You have no idea what's coming. We smell Christian blood. We are waiting for our day. And when the call is given, millions of us will be released. And they looked at me and said, you believe in revivals and you believe in Pentecost and the power of God. You believe in all that. We believe in the Black Awakening, a multi-continental release of power to activate the program demonized, where they've weaponized the demonic powers to these super soldiers.
Are they waiting for a specific time to unleash their power?
Yeah, they are, because they have to do it at the moment the Antichrist is, like you read in 2 Thessalonians 2, that it's caught the echo, the restrainer is holding back the apocalypse of the Antichrist, the unveiling in his movement. So right now he's held restrained. Soon as he who restrains is removed, soon as that occurs, we have White Horse, the release of the Antichrist. Instantly, we have the release of the Red. It says the whole earth, Irene, peace is taken for the whole earth, and all of a sudden, it doesn't give the details, but all of a sudden, on a global scale, people are released to begin to, and the Greek word is svadzo, slaughter, begin to slaughter people. It's used of animal ritual butchery, to begin to slaughter individuals. That's exactly how they defined it to me back in the 90s. And we've heard this again and again and again. So that scenario fits the Masonic version of chaos before a new order. It fits Father Maradon from the Cathedral of the Black Goat, you know, his book, The Devil's Bible. It fits that scenario too. So some of the oldest, darkest occultists, the idea of chaos first, a collapsing of everything so that a new order could rise, that's all by design. And we've been given the heads up in prophecy, but all prophecy has boots on the ground. It'll all, you know, eventually happen. So I do believe that millions and millions of these trained, programmed, altered, demonized super soldiers, whether we want to say it or not, they believe they're being raised to help bring the Antichrist in. When I was in England just a few months ago, their top guy that deals with SRA, Wilfred Wong, 25 years, So first time I meet him, I pull him aside and I said, listen, you've been doing this 25 years, yeah? I said, you know all about programming and demons, all that? Yes. I said, I looked right at him and I said, Wilford, why are they here in England? Instantly, he said, they are here to collapse our government. They are here to help bring in and usher in the Antichrist in a new order.
He already knew.
That's true in Germany when we were in Germany, when we went to Wadelsburg Castle. That's true in Poland when we went there. That's true in Switzerland. It's true in Canada. So when we talk about our research in 38 years worldwide, there may be well over 100 million generations of them. And if even half, or even if a, even if 10% were intact, like say in the United States, remember the shooter in Vegas? Look what he did. Look what that guy did. Okay, notice what would happen if 10,000 of them, or like Colorado Holmes, or like Jared in Arizona, what if 10,000 of them were released in 1 week? That's their plot plan, and biblical prophecies ahead of that to say here is what is going to happen, and from that a global monetary collapse, and from that that's all that chaos is coming. So Revelation 13, a whole new order with the Antichrist can come.
Wow. Scary stuff.
Yeah. Can be. It's scary for the world. For
yeah,
us,
for us, yeah.
We know, well, no matter what. Yeah.
Bolden with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. So next question. This is a two-part question. First part, does SRA exist? And if so, how prevalent is it in society today?
Yeah, satanic ritual abuse, and I could say it this way, it not only exists, satanic ritual abuse is inseparably connected to multiple personality disorder. All of society knows since the late 70s, and even DSM-3, DSM-4, those are the diagnostic manuals for psychology. They all know that multiplicity started showing up everywhere. They call it DID now. So the secular world, they're registering, millions coming in for diagnosis on that. Now, they don't know how to handle the satanic side. So I'm going to tell you just straight out, after 38 years of dealing with it, not only is SRA real here in the United States, that there are millions of victims by design, that there's now generations of them. We deal with 65 and 70-year-olds. They're the first generation. Then we go to 40-year-olds and 20-year-olds. I got 8-year-olds and 12-year-olds we're dealing with. Because if you don't stop this somewhere, they do it to the next generation. That's by design. That's the way it's supposed to be for them. So, but it occurs in selection. It's generational. It caused you to, and it's simply to say that they bring a lot of trauma to the child to cause split in personality so that they can demonize and or begin to program. You're going to be a witch. You're going to be a conjurer. You're going to be a program shooter. All kinds of these things happen. And then they're raised in that system, and they're raised to keep all of that hidden down and just have kind of little Joey up or little Sally up, and they may not know until they're 15, 16, they may not know what's inside them till later on. But millions have already showed up at psych wards all across America since the late 70s to this day. We look at a child and automatically, we're going to protect them, save them, guard them, whatever it takes. They look at a child, they'd eat it alive, they'd destroy it, they'd torture it. Got to remember, that's their nature. And so if they could show more of their nature to a defenseless child, they love that. That's why some rituals are called demon revels or satanic revels. The younger the child, here's exactly what dark undergrounders have said to me, the younger, the better. And we never kill them right away. We prolong the torture. Why? Because we have to raise the energies, the terror, the fear, and then little by little letting some blood out, because blood is the, and all that torment, it's like, think in terms of rats and garbage. Smelly old garbage draws the rats. A ritual with all that torture, with all that pain, ultimately prescribed by the demons in the first place, it draws them. And once they begin to open the blood gate, that's what they attach to in the context ritual. Then when a child or a human is killed, that's when the demons are released to the practitioners. So it's all about their unsatiable hatred of God. Anything they can do to harm humanity, harm innocence as an attack on God, in a sense. There's no question in their nature. They don't shed a tear. They don't have any mercy. So they'll harm, and they love that as part of the entrance to come into the side. Here's the other side of it. We've been to Canada, Scotland, Geneva, Switzerland, Germany, Poland. They're all over there. We just got back from Scotland, UK, and we met one of the guys there, one of the leaders in the whole nation on the subject, and same issue. It stems from the original Nazis creating a master race. Wherever the Nazis went in the early 50s, rat lines all around the planet, wherever you see them going to escape, then you see the rise of SRA. So we need to rename this. SRA, that's the tools to hammer this in and to augment these people and to bring the demonization and to create them. But really, it is part of the master race development that started back in the late 30s. And Himmler's goal was to create 200 million of them. That was his stated goal.
Damn, that's heavy. I should have probably put a little trigger warning before that or something. But I think that this is a reality in this world. The satanic ritual abuse part of it anyway. I'm not so sure about this Black Awakening Bible prophecy part of it. But I think there is something about this satanic ritual abuse. And they target children. And then they can manipulate them because they fractured them into a bunch of different personalities. I mean, you look at how many missing children every year in the United States alone. It's like hundreds of thousands. Holy shit, I just looked it up. It's 800,000 a year are reported missing. 2,000 a day. Where are all these children going? I think that these programs are real. They traumatize people at a young age, and they can create multiple personalities, and they can have them do things. And maybe, just like he mentioned the Las Vegas shooting, maybe these events we see on TV aren't so organic. The rise in mass shootings. Just recently, we had a couple people in the United States light themselves on fire. One guy was protesting Israel. One guy right outside the courthouse during the Trump trial. Who knows what is really going on here? Sure, they could just be crazy people too. I believe that. But I think some of these mass trauma events, especially the shootings, are about energy harvesting. Like that NASA Pentagon whistleblower from the eclipse clip that I just played a few minutes ago. He was talking about loosh and collective energy harvesting. And I've talked about this many a times. I even did an episode about egregores. And that is, like he said, too, when we're at a concert or like a sporting event and you can just feel the collective energy. One team is down. All of a sudden, they start a rally and the crowd's going wild. They end up pulling off the upset. There's like a collective energy that's happening there. And it can be positive energy and it can be dark, traumatic energy. And I think that's what's happening with a lot of these news events. And right now, 2024, everybody's uncertain. Everybody feels it, right? Something's up. We're in an election year in the United States, but just worldwide. The energy is definitely, there's a dark energy, I would say, out there. And it's very important to try to stay positive, take care of yourself and your family and those you love. Try to vibrate yourself at a higher frequency. Because this stuff will bring you down and it's meant to. It's meant to suck you in. And I know it's easy to say all this after I just played in a horrific clip about satanic ritual abuse and children being hurt and turned into monsters when they grow up, ready to be activated for this Black Awakening that this man speaks of. I know it's all wild and it's fucking, it could be dark and it could be upsetting. But that's not my intentions. I'm just looking at what's out there. I don't even know if this is real or not. But if it is, then I don't think we should shy away from it. I think we need to talk about these things so they're exposed. The darkness and the evil out there. Gotta talk about it. We can't shy away from these things forever. Because that's how they operate. That's how they get away with it. And even if it's a losing battle and they maintain total control over this world, I think that they're going to pay the price eventually. That's this material world that Satan rules and has his fucking tentacles in every institution and corrupts everything, right? That's this material world that Jesus said Satan is the god of. He said Satan's the god of this world. And how else would Satan, the devil, have offered Jesus all of the kingdoms of this world if that wasn't true? It sounds very scary stuff, but that's why you got to be good with yourself. You have to have peace inside your heart. Try to love thy neighbor. As hard as it is, now I just sound preachy, but I'm just saying, I believe in some of those things that Jesus spoke of, a lot of them. I'm down with that. Down with Jesus for sure. Whether he actually was the Son of God or something else or someone else, I do not know. But the more I investigate and read into what he spoke of, it definitely resonates with me, and I like it. A lot of stuff resonates with me, though, too. That's not the only thing, so it's part of the journey. I like the mysticism, I like the hermeticism, and I also like what Jesus had to say. And I think that you're allowed to do that, despite what many people and diehard Christians and shit will say to you. They'll say you're being misled, and that's all part of the false gods and false prophecies, and it's all bullshit. I don't know. I think it both resonates with me, and that's what I go by. And that's for now, too. I'm on this journey. I'm going to keep diving into whatever I can, and I'm going to share it with you. So thank you all so much for coming along with me on this journey for this episode. I hope that you found these topics interesting, and I hope that you dive a little more into them and check out the videos for the Malaysian Airlines flight and watch the videos of the eclipse. Just check out the links that I post in the show notes so you guys can see a little bit more of what I've been seeing out there. And definitely let me know what you think about this episode. Leave a review. Smash that like button. Leave a thumbs up. Head over to Spotify. Answer the Q&A. I think that's the way this gets done. That's how we crack the godforsaken algorithm. So once again, thank you all. If you want to reach out, you can email me, thebravenewworldorderpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter/X @BraveNWOPodcast. Check out the website, thebravenewworldorderpodcast.com. And I will be seeing you all very soon. Thank you all for joining me for this episode. Much more to come. In the meantime, stay positive. Think for yourself. Question everything. Much love, everybody. Peace out.